On the show today, we have Category 6 Consulting's Sherry Storm and the Money Mammals' John Lanza talking about a white paper they just produced called Capturing Young Members, 10 Things You Should Be Doing Right Now. A very, very timely piece here, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we have a very special show for you today. We have Category 6's Sherry Storm right there next to me. Sherry, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Welcome, good to see you again. It's been a while. And then right below us here is Mr. John Lanza from the Money Mammals. John, how are you doing, sir?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Anytime, anytime. So you guys have a white paper out and it's called Capturing Young Members, 10 Things You Should Be Doing Right Now. And how appropriate a timing is this? Because we should be capturing, we should be doing this stuff yesterday is what we should be doing all along. So Sherry, I'm going to start with you just to kind of give us a quick overview of this white paper and then we can move on from there. So Sherry?
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, every credit union wants to make sure that they get the attention of members when they're about to get their first credit card or their first car loan or their first mortgage. You know, that's a very important strategic initiative for credit unions. But what a lot of credit unions don't realize is many consumers make those brand choices when they are 8, 9, 10 years old. And so if your marketing strategy includes going after teenagers, you're probably 10 years too late. Yep. And so one of the things that we really wanted to do was try to convince credit unions that if you want young members, it has to be a very comprehensive plan that starts even before your members are born. Is when you should start thinking about those teenagers. So yeah, so that's why we wrote the white paper.
Okay. And so, and John, just to get your take as well. So what was your why in this? Same thing or something different or?
Yeah, very similar. I mean, one of the things you realize is that a lot of credit unions will kind of look at the idea, a kids club is something that they want to do, but we want them to understand that this is, it's a strategic choice. And it's not just about having these kind of kids accounts, mm-hmm. but it's really about capturing families, really connecting with families and providing not just, this is not just like a good thing to do. And that's ties into kind of the credit union fifth principle of providing financial literacy, but it's also a good business decision. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of what we wanted to capture with this white paper.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I think a lot of us got their introduction to financial services in general, but credit unions from your parents. I mean, I did when I got my first auto loan when I was in high school, my dad obviously had to co-sign with me, but he said, let's go down to the credit union and get your auto loan because they have really great rates. I went, all right, let's go. As long as I get that car, I'm good. So that was my indoctrination to credit unions and kind of they've always been on my radar ever since. So I'm going to cut to the chase here and we're not going to name all 10 things that you should be doing right now, but let's start with maybe a couple for you, Sherry, and a couple for you, John. But let's start with you, Sherry. Let's start off with what one that's at the top of your list, what we should be doing right now.
So my first one is to focus on young kids. And it goes back to what you were saying. John and I have been doing a lot of teen panels for conferences lately. And so we've been interviewing teens all over the country. Mm-hmm. And almost exclusively, they tell us two things about their first account that they ever opened. Number one is it was where their parents told them to go. That's number one. But number two is they have these really fond memories of going into the credit union when they were little, you know, and they still talk about the stickers and the suckers and the kids corner and the coloring contest. And, you know, these are things that even as teenagers, they look back on fondly. And so, you know, one of the first things I would say is you got to have a kids account and it needs to be engaging and colorful and fun. And, you know, it needs to speak to little kids because that, like I said in the intro, that's when they start making their decisions about who they'll do business with.
Yeah, it's that impression.
My Should I do my second one now, or John, you want to go next?
Well, let's alternate. Hey, John, okay. Let's get yours. Your first one.
Well, I'm going to, at the risk of staying with that same one, I want to make one point about the kids club is that is thinking of a kids club as more of something that is for the family. Because Mike, you touched on it. You said, you know, your dad told you about this account, you know, brings you to the credit union, right? So that's the one thing that we know is that kids are going to bank where their parents bank, right? But why not do more than have it be the place that your parents take you and be the place that your parents use to educate you on a broad level? Mm-hmm. And so the beauty of a kid's account, if you connect not just with the kids, but also with the parents. So, you know, you introduced me as the Money Mammals, but we've actually re-envisioned our club as the Art of Allowance Project. And the Art of Allowance is the name of a book that I wrote for parents. And the reason I wrote it is because however excited kids get about money through, say, the Money Mammals, which is our kids club, it's still abstract until they are using actual money, you know, learning how to make their own mistakes and then how to save in their credit union accounts, all of that, that's part of the process. But connecting with the parents is a tremendous opportunity for the credit unions because they are the ones, every parent, 100% of parents answer yes to the question, do you want to raise a money smart kid, right? Every one of them wants that. What if you're providing them the resources that not only get the kids excited, but give you, whatever your financial situation is, the idea that, yes, you can do this. Like you can understand, okay, well, if I need to adjust some of my own behaviors, I can do that. I can be a better model for my kids. And then how do I actually directly teach them? Here are some ideas. Here are some tips and techniques. Mm-hmm. This is all part of what we've now called the Art of Allowance Project. So it's connecting with parents. So credit unions now then provide this material that says, okay, this isn't just like some fun account for the kid to save in and some games they can play. Mm-hmm. It's that. It's all of that. Yeah, it's great. But parents, here are some lessons that you can learn. Here's how you can set up an allowance. Here's how your allowance can grow when your kids become tweens and teens, right? And the other thing is the messaging on the kid side totally ties into the messaging on the parent side. So both the parents and the kids are learning at the same time. Right. And then they can have this open conversation. And it's that conversation that is so key to financial literacy. And starting that early is really key.
The thing that brought them together is the credit union who is providing them with those resource material. Oh my gosh. So cool. Sherry, what's your second one? Because you actually have a lot of experience because you wrote a book, basically what John was talking about, right? Was it Mom is the New MBA or something like that?
Thank you for that book plug. It's a management book. It's not about teaching kids financial responsibility, but I have spent a lot of time preaching to credit unions that they need to focus on moms because moms make 85% of the household spending decisions. They're the number one influence for their kids to do their banking. Like it makes a lot of sense to focus on parents, moms in particular. But my second piece of advice from the white paper is you have to have exposure to teenagers. This really hit home with me and John when we started doing these teen panels. And also we both have a house full of teens ourselves. So we're up to our SDU, right? Yeah. But you know, the thing about the kids or the under 25 set right now is every generation is different than the generation before them. But this generation is really different than the generation before them. I mean, I think it might be the starkest contrast since maybe the greatest generation.
Really?
I mean, you think about kids, or I say kids, but you think about consumers who are under the age of 25 right now.
Mm-hmm.
They grow up with active shooting drills at their school from the age of kindergarten. You know, like how many of you know what Alice is?
Yeah.
You know, they never lived in a world that didn't have mobile banking or online banking. They are never going to write a check ever. Like they just aren't. And they were so quick to adopt these fintechs like Venmo and PayPal and Cash App and Zelle and Robinhood and even Bitcoin. Like they took a giant leap in financial technology. Mm-hmm. They don't, you know, the days of like sitting at the television and flipping through the channels and every cohort seeing the same commercials, those are gone. You know, they seek out their content, their their entertainment, and then they are fed curated suggestions for what to view next, which is completely different than how we grew up.
Yeah.
And then you pile onto that the whole thing about the pandemic, and they are much different. So if your credit union isn't actively just talking to teens, you need to start doing it. You need to figure out a way to bring them in, ask them questions, get a feel for what kinds of things they think about: money, banking, marketing, all of that. Mm-hmm. That's my second. Okay. My second
those,
piece of advice.
Those first impressions are so important. So John, what's your second?
I have to riff on Sherry's second, and then I will go to my second. Okay. So my riff is on the tweens and teens, because, you know, we in doing these teen panels, which have been absolutely fascinating, you know, every marketer now knows, like, no kids on Facebook, right? No tweens, but they are on Instagram. But the most surprising thing I think I found out in those is that almost every one of them wants to have a human on the other end at some point. Yep. In their, you know, most of it is they want to do their research digitally, but at some point when they need the help, they want a human to be there and be ready. And we just interviewed James Robert Lay, who I think, you know him.
He's a good dude.
And great dude. And one of the things that he brought up is with interactions with your credit union, this is kind of on a big picture idea, is that, you know, it's like that one interaction that you're going to have with your credit union, that one human interaction can define what the credit union is. And so it's really important that is in line with your purpose, with everything, like getting that person, mm-hmm. but knowing that you need that person and then making sure that they connect and that they're available for those tweens and teens. A lot of people think it's all digital for them, but it's beyond that. But the second point that I wanted to bring up from the white paper is the importance of having an app or two apps. You know, like we have, and this really underscores this need to be where kids are and be where parents are. So, you know, like in our new program is going to be fully responsive. It's actually not an app, but it is going to work great on both phones and desktop and on tablets. But we also provide apps for the kids to play and all different age and styles. And one of the things we're always trying to communicate is, you know, some of these apps are just kind of straight up fun, but other ones are more educational, but they're all underscoring the key thing, which is like fundamental skills that kids need to learn, mm-hmm. making smart money choices, mm-hmm. sharing and saving and spending smart, distinguishing between needs and wants, setting and saving for goals. So even when they're having fun with these characters that are really excited about kind of core fundamental money concepts. Mm-hmm. So that's the key, is having apps and having whatever is whatever the kid or the parent wants, when they want it, where they want it.
Mm-hmm. See, this is why I wish I could roll back the clock and have this in my life. I mean, when I was that age, if I had that at my age, oh my gosh, the mistakes I could have avoided. Holy smokes. I mean, if kids knew how good they had it today, by golly. No, I mean, it's true though, but there's all these resources out there for them. And you guys are right there in the mix, providing what you provide for them. It's just, it's amazing. And to have a credit union again, be the foundation of that, just puts them in such a great position of what we're talking about here. And speaking of credit unions, do you guys have any examples or like any success stories that where a credit union could step in? Sherry, I'm sure you're nodding your head. Do you have an example that you could provide?
John's example is better than mine, so I'll let him go first.
Okay, John.
Okay, I'll roll first. One of our great partners is SECNY. They're up in Albany, New York, Albany area. And, you know, so they've had terrific growth. They work with our Money Mammals program, and they've had terrific growth, 50% increase in their membership. And that isn't even including the fact that a lot of these kids then kind of age out of the program. They move from 12 to beyond the program, and they become tweens and teens. And our new program now will have material for the tweens and teens, but the Money Mammals was focused on kids 0 to 12. But the thing that really they recognized was that this is a program, they recognized this early, which is it's really important to connect with parents, really important to be able to provide materials for teachers and students. But more importantly, they had kind of gone both directions, like tried it themselves and tried it with a partner. And the value of working with a partner like us is that they can worry about and focus on relationships, right? Relationships in the community, relationships with their members, knowing that their club is going to be constantly updated, constantly provided with, you know, new content. So that part they don't have to think about, and they can focus on what they're really good at, which is getting out there in the community and doing good. And so we've been very fortunate to work with that partner, SECNY.
Right on, right. And Sherry, you had Verity, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I adore Verity. And two things that I think they do a really good job at is one thing that they do is they have three different accounts, you know, one for younger kids, one for like the middle tweens, and then one for teenagers. And every year they provide a activity reimbursement. So like you can turn in the receipts for your piano lessons or violin lessons or karate or, you know, all of these things that our kids are just like so active in, and they will reimburse, I think it's up to $40 per child per year. Wow. And, that creates such a halo effect with parents. You know, they really think about the credit union every year when they get that refund. They really think about the credit union in a very positive light. But the thing that they're doing right now is they're giving away plushies. I think some people call them stuffed animals that are just, you know, really cute. And for anyone who opens an account, they get this plushie. And I just think like, it's just such a fun thing that I think really cements them as a credit union for the family.
It's simple too. Very simple. And that sticks with you. So what do you guys hope to achieve with this white paper? John, I'll let you go first on this one. Are you guys, do you have goals in mind, or what do you guys hope to achieve here?
I think for me, I think it's really just, it's this idea that credit unions can look at a kids club more holistically. So as a club for families, as something that can attract families, and that they think of it strategically. So not that they're kind of hitting a checkbox like, okay, we got our loan program set and we've got our, you know, deposit accounts and we got our kids club. Mm-hmm. It's more thinking about it as part of their purpose, you know, because it really fits into almost every credit union's purpose.
Yeah.
And when you look at it as something that is about the family, and not just about the kids, and making sure that it's something that grows with kids from, you know, and recognizing that this starts like really early, like conversations with kids can happen as, you know, as young as one or two, right? They're not understanding a lot of the financial concepts, but it's just like when we read to our kids, we read to our kids very young just to expose them. So it's the ongoing language of money. But the main point is I want credit unions to see this as a real strategic opportunity for them to not only help members of their community, but also then grow up these, you know, work generationally, because now these kids are going to become tweens and teens and young adults who are financially literate. You don't have to train them how to use a debit card because they already have experience. They understand the basics of using money. They understand the issues of risk. They understand what it's like to take out a loan, and they're comfortable with having a conversation with money, because ultimately one of the threads of what we talk about all the time is you want kids, parents, all of us, we want to have control over money. We want to be money empowered rather than having money having this control over us.
Yeah.
And that really, it starts young. And the other wonderful opportunity here is that when you connect with the parents, is that a lot of parents feel like they are not worthy enough to teach financial literacy, right? I have my own blind spots and I have my own issues, but addressing those issues is actually a real tremendous feature as a parent to say, I made this mistake.
Yeah.
Here are some things you can do to avoid those mistakes. But all of us can do this. You know, we're not, you know, we may have some expertise, but we're going to have these areas that we can help fill in. And just think about that as a credit union. If you're the one providing, getting that message across to the parents to make them feel comfortable that they are the ones who can be the experts teaching their kids.
Yeah.
It's just like a, it's just, it, it gives me all, gets me excited.
Up a little bit. Yes. Yes. I know that's the whole thing. I mean, how many of us graduated high school or college and we were unleashed in life, not having a clue as what to do, especially financially. It's like, what? I got to do what? Mortgage insurance? What the heck? Or, you know, or well, there's so many things out there. So Sherry, what from your perspective, what do you want to achieve here? What are some of your goals with this?
Yeah, so the aging of credit unions is a big problem, and it's not getting any better. Like our members are aging, our staff, our board are like, you know, we're facing this aging of our industry. And as a marketer, it's in your best interest, number one, to attract younger members, mm-hmm. To help you reach your growth goals. But it can seem really overwhelming, you know? And so what I was hoping to do is to, like, what's that saying? If you have to eat an elephant, eat it one bite at a time. Yeah. It's like, okay, it's big, but you can break it down into these 10 fairly easy parts. Maybe you can't do it all. Maybe you pick one or two, but let me clarify it for you. Let me simplify it for you. Let me help you feel like it's manageable. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. So that's what I was trying to accomplish with the white paper is sort of, simplify maybe an overwhelming thing that credit unions need to do.
Yeah, indeed. And so, and last question for you guys, where can folks get it? Because we only covered 4 of the 10. There's more to go. There's a lot more to go. Yeah. So where can we go to both your websites and get it, or where we go? Sherry?
Yes, you can come to my website, okay. category6consulting.com.
Okay. And John?
Come to themoneymammals.com.
All right. And it'll be there. And do you mind can we put it in the show notes as well? Can we, or at least I'll put links in there to each of your websites so they can go from there. So
yeah. We'll figure out how to get it to people. It's free. And you know, we want it distributed. We want people to have it. So well,
it's good reading too. So don't miss out on this one for sure. Any other plugs? Anything? Did you want to talk about Snigglezoo, John, real quick, or?
No, I would say the only thing that I want to talk about, we already chatted about, which is we're launching this new Art of Allowance project, which is kind of a re-envisioning of our program. So now we help parents raise money, smart kids all the way through from young through the tweens and teens.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. We'll put the link in the show notes for that as well. So anything else, Sherry, anything else to add here to?
Well, if you know, when you read over the white paper, if you want to do any of those steps and need help, category 6 is here for you. Definitely help you with all 10 steps.
Good to know.
All in our wheelhouse.
Good to know. We'll definitely put that in there for sure. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work. Appreciate the time as always. You guys are pumping out great content as usual. So keep up the good work. Okay.
I hope to see you in real life soon, Mike. Me too. Soon.
Yeah. It's been too long. We all need to get together for sure. For sure. All right, guys.
And same to you, Mike. Keep up the good work because you pump out continuous amazing content. Well, thank you.
Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun. I get to talk to cool people like you. So it's all fun. It's all fun. All right, guys. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Be well, be safe. Care.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.